in a small village in Cambodia. Every morning, I take my bicycle along the dirt roads that connect my home with the other families in our community. To me, my bicycle is more than just a way to get around. It is part of my life. It takes me to do my chores, to visit my relatives, and to fulfill the responsibilities I have toward my family. From an early age, I was taught to respect those who are older than me. When I meet an elderly person, I lower my head and offer a sampas, our traditional greeting. In our culture, older people deserve honor. We should not sit higher than them or touch their heads or shoulders. We also wait for the oldest member of the family to begin eating before we do. But lately, I have been thinking a lot about something that happened in our village. It was the day I saw some foreign visitors arrive. They carried boxes of medicine and walked through our streets with smiles on their faces. They were part of a medical team that had come to help our people. David and Juren, two young Filipino men we already knew, were with them. I was struck by the way they treated people. They did not act like foreigners who had come simply to help us and then leave. They listened. They smiled. They bowed when speaking with our elders. They treated everyone as if we were part of the same family. I watch one of the volunteers approach an elderly man in our community. He placed his hand on the man's shoulder and began to pray. We could not understand his words, but we understood his face. There was no pity in his eyes. There was love. That image stayed with me. As I rode my bicycle home that day, my face could not hide what I was thinking. There was something different about these people. David explained to me that this love came from Jesus, who taught his followers to love and serve others. I had never thought that someone would travel from so far away simply to show us that kind of love. Since then, whenever I ride my bicycle along those roads, I think about what I heard. Perhaps my journey that day was not simply a ride through our village. Perhaps God was beginning to show me a new road, a road of hope, a road leading to Jesus.